Yo, what's going on? This is episode 97 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yep.
Thank you. That was short and sweet. I like it. We got business to get to. We're joined by a good friend of the show. Oh, you guys ready?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Bars.
This is
bars,
the best bars. Part of the entire show, so yeah. It's all downhill from here. You come off the bench. He's a starter.
Ooh.
Coming for your head top like he's Vince Carter.
Ooh.
You got the fish. He's got the tartar.
Oh!
It's our boy Justin Harder.
No! Shit. I appreciate that. That was crazy.
That was good. Yeah.
Bars.
What's going on, man? Thank you for being here. Thank you for having me. Of course. Good friend of the show, damn. Loyal listener. Thank you. I know.
Tartar, bro.
Yeah, that's how you know that the rhymes were running low when you start.
No, nah, man, it's metaphorical, sauce. Bro. Because he's sauce, bro.
He's saucy.
Fish and chips is nothing without the tartar, bro.
You're the tartar to our fish, bro. I mean, what can we say? Thank you for being here. We've got a good show this week. We got hit with another fire round question that'll have us thinking for quite a while.
Damn.
So I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose, but that's okay. We also have lots of news to go over surrounding the release of a pair of Nike SBs over the weekend, along with some more StockX security news, because we haven't had enough of that yet. We've got a new guest to my left, to your in front. So, of course, we're going to play Canada's top-rated podcast game show, 21
questions.
Thank you. 21 questions, and we're going to close out the show with a quiz.
Ooh.
It's quiz time again. But
damn.
First, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
Yes, the fire round. We'd like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Evil NYC Sneaker. This is a big one.
Brody.
So we're gonna take it slow. He says, if you were to cut down your collection to only 10 shoes.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. That's already like, oh, goddamn. And wear them for the rest of your life.
Oh.
What would they be? You can either own them or not. So that's a big one there. So he has an answer. I don't think we'll do 10 because maybe we'll do 5.
Yeah.
B has 10 though. So he says in no particular order, Air Max 1 Atmos Elephant, uh-huh. Air Max 1 Atmos Animal Pack, Jordan 1 Royal, Ultra Boost OG, Adidas Stan Smith, Nike Air Spiridon OG, Sean Weatherspoon Air Max 97.1, Gel Light 3 Salmon Toe, Jordan 1 Frag, and Air Max 97 Silver Bullet.
True.
So that's all 10.
True. Wow.
This is an incredibly difficult episode, and this is once again a fire round question that could easily be a full segment.
This is an episode.
Yeah, this is going to be a whole episode on the show.
I would have to research.
But just, we'll do 5. And if you can't think of 5, that's also okay. Because this is really hard. I'll start just to give you guys a little bit of time to think. I think I'm going to go with, starting off with what he started, I'm going to do Silver Bullet 97s for sure. I'm going to do Black Cement 3s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do Sail Jordan 1s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do Nike Air Mags. And I'm going to do what the dunk.
Yes. Of course you would.
Yeah.
Do you have to have that'll, all of them?
No, it's, no. You can you own it or not.
Yeah, okay. Lawrence has the mags, though.
He I was going to say, I'm like, when did you have mags?
imagine that's how I told everybody.
By the way, pulls out the box.
In other news, fuck this fire round.
Previously in kicks.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be my 5, and that's really off the cuff. So, I mean, if you ask me again tomorrow, it'll probably change. But I think that's a solid 5.
Yeah.
You got some everyday wears. The mm-hmm. sale ones have been my everyday for like 3 years now. And a little bit of hype in there for the weekend.
Yeah.
Joel, let's hear it. 5 pairs.
5 pairs. I'm going to go with my Rockefeller Air Force Ones.
Ooh, man.
The whites.
Nice.
I'm gonna throw in like the OG Red Air Max one.
Okay, yeah, it's a good one.
I'm gonna have the black and red Jordan ones.
Okay, yeah.
Oh fuck.
And then I'll throw in the white cement threes.
Okay. Mm.
What's that now?
Four.
That's four.
And then my last one, I'll probably throw in the Aqua ZX.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just to.
I need to have fucking Adidas in my time.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, bro. Maybe we should have done 10. It's even harder to do 5, maybe.
Yeah, it's harder to do 5. I could do 10 think? For sure. I'm going to do 10.
Okay, please do 10.
New Balance, Canadian tuxedos, infrared 90s, black and red, the band ones, black cement 3s, Sean Wotherspoons, Atmos ones. That's it. 6. All right, cool. I totally blanked out. Sorry. Wave Runners.
Yes.
ZX Aquas. Mm-hmm. Sail ones. And then just fucking the Stan Smiths. Just white and green ones.
Okay. Yeah.
Just for like wedding shoes, you know?
Yeah, the show off over here. Jeez. Doing all 10. Justin.
That was hard.
You can choose anywhere between 5 or 10, apparently.
I'll go
69,
five.
Bro.
5 is probably. I'll go 5.
I'll probably go with Brettos.
Oh, okay.
Some acronym Air Force Ones. The white ones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the zipper?
Yeah, with the zipper.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that Vapor Max I like? I like one of those. I think it's like the Comme des Garçons Vapor Max with the mock.
Like the yeah.
It's a mock. It's all black. Yeah, I think they came with a white and all black. The black one looks so clean.
Black with
the
lime green a little bit. I think. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, was that 3?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, what else do I got?
You don't have to have it either.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that's anything.
True. I actually really like the Daybreaks. I know it wasn't well received. But I do like the undercover Daybreaks.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had the blue ones.
That colorway is really nice, though.
I like the blue ones, too. Kind of wish I got those, too.
Still time?
And lastly, I got to go with the Sails because I have them, too. But they're just not as worn in as yours.
I don't know if anybody's are as worn in as mine.
But I love it. I love how beat up they look. Yeah. I love it.
They're not worn in enough, if you ask me.
That
was a good question. Thank you, Evil NYC Sneaker, for that. And thank you for taking the time to give us 10, because that's big commitment, as Alvin would know. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
That's correct. And one second. Yep, I'm first. So my pick this week is an Adidas shoe. And at that, it's an Adidas basketball shoe. And at that, it's an Adidas Kanye West basketball shoe.
Ooh.
It is, I know, right? It is the Quantum Yeezy basketball sneaker.
Quantum.
It's also known as the YZYBSKTBL or Yeezy basketball.
Wow.
So this shoe has been rumored for a while. I remember we saw leaks of it. It seems like years ago, originally. Oh, what was that?
I fell.
Alvin saw the shoe and fell back in his chair. Yeah, so I feel like we saw pictures and images of these like a long time ago, because I remember there was a conversation about how the 3M wouldn't be allowed on an NBA performance basketball shoe, and there was a whole discussion about that. But now apparently they're officially actually releasing for All-Star Weekend in Chicago, which obviously makes sense. And they're coming in a basketball version and a lifestyle version, which is a cool little addition. It's almost like the Fear of God, how they did the shoot around and the Fear of God won.
Yeah.
So retail allegedly is around $250 USD.
So like 320.
Probably 350 would be a good guess if they release outside of Chicago in Canada.
I don't know about that one.
That's a no for me.
I can't tell because there's a couple like early images of them. There's no official info yet. So I can't tell what one is pictured in these pictures, if it's the lifestyle version or the actual performance version. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, they've grown on me a little bit. It's not a shoe I could see myself really wearing every day, I don't think. But I'm honestly just really interested to try it for basketball because like a designer, essentially basketball shoe has just always intrigued me. That's why I always really was intrigued by the Fear of God ones as well, just to see how something like that would perform against an actual performance basketball shoe. So yeah, allegedly All-Star Weekend, which is this coming weekend. So hopefully by the weekend we know a little bit more. But yeah, I'm going to call them cute. Because for $350, I would struggle, I think, to justify something like that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Alvin, your pick.
Sticking to the theme of basketball, I'm doing the Nike React and Zoom Air Zoom Bebe.
Bebe.
Hey, Bebe.
For the Tokyo Olympics. So, first of all, with the appearance of the shoe, it looks very, you know, sleek. Colorway that they're coming out with is like black with a vault, looking like it's also glow in the dark.
It looks definitely the glow outsole, in the darky,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
And what intrigues me is the Air Zoom X, the React cushioning, because that shit's going to be mad comfortable. And I also like that it looks like it's going to be low cut, because I'm a huge fan of low cut basketball shoes, because of Kobe. And
that's right.
Yeah, honestly, with these, like, I'm really, really intrigued as well. No price point, though. Sorry, $180 USD.
So it's like the React is not cheap.
$260
Yeah,
ish.
$260.
It's a good
which
guess.
Which isn't too bad. They're gonna drop July 1st, so not for All Star Weekend, but they are dropping for the Olympics, so that makes sense.
True.
The React times 3 and the Zoom times 2 is kind of interesting. I guess it's triple stacked.
Yeah,
React and double stacked Zoom. That's insane. That's
crazy.
That's a lot. That's of
something
cushioning.
I need because I'm old ass.
So the only thing, like, just based on aesthetics alone, well, first of all, I really love that minimalist swoosh.
Oh yeah,
like it's like a half a swoosh, but it still looks really freaking cool.
Yeah.
It just looks a little bit too high for me. I also have really bad ankles. Like, that's why, honestly, Kobe's always worked really good for me because they were, like, low to the ground. Like, you felt like you were on the court, essentially. And these look like they sit up a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
Because there's so much cushioning, they would obviously have to. But for me, someone with bad ankles, something that soft and that high off the ground is just asking for me to end up in the emergency room. But that's my only thing. That swoosh is amazing. I love that design. It's so cool. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, who knew that half of a logo make me interested in buying a shoe.
Yeah.
Joel.
Okay, so my pick is the Air Max 95 Alien.
Is that the X-Files?
X-Files.
Thank you.
But yeah, so the upper is like, it's like a white with a black toe kind of thing. You got teal hits. You got like a pink on it on the side.
It's very Miami.
Yeah, it's like a very Miami South Beach. But then they throw like this mirror metallic kind of
iridescent
kind of stripe right in the middle. So on the tongue, it's got the alien head.
Yeah, I like that.
That's cool. Pretty cool. On the sock liner, on the inner liner, you got the alien head again, same thing, but it's got like this sort of design around it. But if you look closely, it's all swooshes.
Yes,
like, and it's the all mini swooshes. Mouth. The alien's mouth is a swoosh.
That's,
so it looks like it's like a grin kind of thing.
I didn't even take that in.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's like mad swooshes
that
everywhere.
That just made the shoe for me.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's pretty cool. Like the airbags, like on the forefoot, it looks clear. But on the heel, they hit you with that same pinkish, infrareddish kind of, it's the same color as on the side of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
On the side of the shoe. But yeah, man, like if you hold these up in the sky and you flash a light, it's said that you'll get like aliens will come out of nowhere. Yeah. But yeah, this is a super scoop for me.
Bad, bro.
Super scoop.
I'm all about that shit, man.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So yeah, like there's no date yet, but I'm kind of thinking they're gonna drop it when
March, right?
when they rush like Roswell, Area 51. So
Yeah, the second time.
But yeah, so that's when the drop is. No price tag yet. But yeah.
I think they're usually about 250,
yeah,
240
probably,
yeah. Canadian, yeah, for a 95. Yeah.
For a 95.
These are like, there's two things I have with this. The details on this shoe are amazing. Like the mismatched bubbles, like the one is red, the other is clear.
Yeah.
The details are crazy on like the insole with all the swooshes.
I want the insole.
Yeah. And it's just so annoying that like Nike can put it to me. Like, if there's no alien involvement on the shoe, I'm just not even looking at it. I'm literally,
no, me neither.
I'm literally not even batting an eye. And they literally put this really cool logo on a decent shoe. And I'm like, oh my God, I need it. Like,
he's kind of giving me remember the Running Man?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's very, very Running Man 95-ish, which I got rid of for way too cheap.
Same.
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass.
But we also paid $40 for them. So
same.
Yeah,
we got them. That was a good cup. We got to tell that story.
Boxing day. That's the only annoying thing that Nike knows they can do a cute little logo like that and sell a pair of shoes,
bro.
And sell a pair of shoes because of one little logo on the tongue that your pants are gonna cover.
Yeah.
Justin, do you have a shoe for us?
I actually do. I just came up with it.
It's perfect.
He made it.
No, it's the Kyrie 6.
The
trophies. It's the trophies. The all red. They look like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
They look amazing.
Right with the gold.
Yeah, I don't know. Just everything about it with the red patent leather and the gold. Like, I don't even if I could get it. I don't even know if I could hoop in it. Yeah, because like just easy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But with this colorway, I don't know. I love it. I tried them on though. They don't fit my feet too well, so I can't hoop.
No,
it doesn't work for me.
You have a wide foot?
It's not the wide foot. It's I wear an ankle brace when I play, so it literally just doesn't work for me. And I've tried all the others. I've tried KDs. I've tried playing in all these different types of shoes. That's why I just play in Curry's because they're reliable. Mm-hmm. And that's why I used to only play in Kobe's because I'm like, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the new tech and like how you're going to play in it or whatever, right? You're like, I'm already used to this.
Mm-hmm. True.
So.
Yeah, this Kyrie 6 is really cool. Iron Man is a really good way to describe how it looks. Like the red with the gold.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, yo, this is all Iron Man.
Very Iron
crazy.
Man. And it's inspired by the Bulls 1996 championship team, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It's got the 45 like on detailed on the inside there. Like it's just another very detailed shoe. The lining is incredible. The detailing on the lining, it's almost like an elephant print there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the logo is on the inside. I think that's just his Kyrie logo. Yeah. Damn, this is a really cool shoe. Yeah. I think it's got the date of the championship on the tongue. Holy smoke. Man. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's crazy. They went in on that shoe.
They know what they're doing.
Holy smokes. But you said you can't even scoop. Damn.
I mean, like, if I could get them, I probably would get them, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd be, I can't wear them casually. That's for sure.
You can.
I can't pull it off. I don't think I can pull it off. I would probably try to hoop in them, but then after maybe one or two runs, it wouldn't work.
In 2012, you could have wore them casually. Yeah. It would have been the shit.
Yeah, red shoes just never really worked for me.
Because you're a crip, I know.
Horrible life you lead.
Couldn't do the red shoe thing. Not like all red.
But if it was all blue, no problem.
The blue October.
Pure navy? Yeah, pure navy. Yeah. With the paisley?
Bandana Kyrie 6s.
I'm all there. That's me 2003.
Next up, Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Some very interesting news this week, and a lot of it surrounding an SB release. So that's good for
dun, dun, dun.
For the SB fans, or bad for the SB fans, depending how you look at it. So there's one skate shop that was trying to stop people from reselling their shoes. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Yeah. Georgia-based skate shop Adarius released the highly anticipated Strange Love Nike Dunk SB low over the weekend, which was a CGS picks from about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for the release, which I presume they did first come, first serve for, they posted a sign on the door that read, No box included with purchase. Obviously, you get the included extra laces. Selling the product without the box ensures that everyone who purchases the shoes actually wants them. If you really want your box, I really don't want to hear about it. You should probably just cop a glass case or something. These joints is beautiful.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And that whole message was on the door.
Nice. That's dope.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Holy.
Yeah, so that's really cool. I think we've had this discussion before where I feel like I might be kind of pissed about not getting a box, but you can't be mad at the store for trying to stop people from resale. So if I specifically lived in Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever this shop is, and I wanted the shoe, I would just go somewhere else. Because I would love that a store is even trying to do something, so you can't hate, right? Do you guys agree? Or
Yeah. I mean, you would take the shoes anyways, right? Like, yeah, if that was like your only win.
If it came down to it, I'm still taking the shoe because they're crazy.
Yeah.
And I believe they came in a regular box. If it was a special box.
If it was a special box, I'd probably have a gripe.
I would have a stink a little bit.
But if it's like an X, there's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
You can get another Nike box somewhere else.
Yeah.
Buy or a cheap recipe somewhere, like you're fine.
Buy a glass box or whatever. Like, yeah.
Soft. Dope.
So on the same note, because this release was quite big globally. It drove a lot of hype. Strange Love actually had to cancel their online release because of bots. So they posted on Instagram, important update. Well, I ain't a fan of cliches or bad news, but don't hate the player, hate the game. Because of raging botvarians at the gate, broke in the back door and created a monumental mess for us this evening. Fortunately, a plan was already in place to get shoes into the hands of our most loyal and supportive customers, but we regret to inform everyone else that tomorrow's launch has been canceled and we will not be selling them on the site. Instead, we ask you to please support the authorized Nike SB retailers that will be selling the shoes on February 7th. Stay tuned for updates throughout the coming week as we will do our best to help spotlight these locations. Again, sorry for the late update, but circumstances spun way, way out of control in the span of just 2 short minutes.
Wow.
So first of all, I didn't even know it was possible to do something like that, to buy something from a website before it's actually been posted. So clearly there's people a lot smarter than me who are up to this.
The hackers.
For real, the hackers on them computer internets are just, they're going crazy.
Yep.
But good for them for canceling it. And I think it's really cool that they noted that they're going to make sure to send all the pairs that they were going to release on their website to stores.
Yeah.
Like brick and mortar stores, which is really, really cool because especially now where it's the whole support your local thing has kind of gone to the wayside and people don't really care to go into stores anymore. Mm-hmm. They're going to make sure that people are going out and supporting these SB accounts. And they said they're going to feature them too. So, I mean, that'll get them just more exposure at the end of the day. I had no idea this release was going to be this hype. It was going to draw this much news.
It's Travis Scott effect.
Did he wear them?
No.
Or is it just an S? Because it's an SB. Yeah.
It's just Travis Scott's influence on everything right now is insane.
I agree. It's kind of annoying, but at the same time, it's kind of nice.
He's got his ex wearing them. So
Are they not together? We won't talk about it. Are they not together?
She dropped her Adidas deal, I think, because she started wearing the Nikes.
I saw that she was wearing like Colettes and the What the Dunk and stuff.
Yeah,
and MF Dooms, I think, Dooms, crazy stuff. Yeah. But did they break up? I didn't know that. Alvin with the gossip.
I don't know. I thought that was a tea that was spilled.
Oh, I don't know. Oh my God. Did we just break?
Maybe it was just a little break, and then she hooked up with Tyga, and then they're okay again.
Maybe it was Tyga's kid to begin with.
Ooh,
oh my goodness!
Spilling the tea.
Tea to size
today on TMZ. You heard it here first. We don't watch that shit.
The stupidest entrance is how is that an entrance theme? Sounds like someone stomping their feet. Finally, StockX finally got a little safer. A little safer. So coming off their complete whiff when their system was hacked, StockX has finally addressed
it. A couple times.
Finally addressed their poor security issues by introducing a two-step authentication process when signing into the platform. So this is just a quick reminder that when StockX was hacked a couple months ago, they had a ton of info stolen and they neglected to actually tell people that for way too long. And then since people have claimed their accounts were compromised, people were like buying fraudulently buying stuff on their accounts, and it was just a whole big mess. So StockX is like, okay, we're going to fix it a little bit, I guess. And they've now, when you sign into StockX from a new account, so say someone was trying to steal my stuff and they had my email and my password, they went on their phone and tried to do it, I would get a text message that says, oh, you have to enter this code to finish signing in. So you can't just sign in with one password anymore. Yeah. True. So it's a two-step authentication. But once you're in, you're in. So, I mean, but still you need, because you set up that phone number initially, so you would need to have that person's phone as well. So I think for now it seems like at least it's a little bit safer, but
we'll see.
We will see. And then today in the news as well, I don't know if this is official yet, but I guess by the time this airs, it probably will be. I told you guys about it last week, actually. I had the first news, TMZ, take that. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
StockX.
StockX is opening a Canadian warehouse in Mississauga. Warehouse/office, I guess it would be called.
They posted
their job listings on their website today, I think, officially. So hopefully this spurs a lot of the issues with duties and import taxes and all that, because if they can find a way to get rid of that, I mean, good
open
luck.
Market.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good luck to everybody, like all the resale stores, because it's going to get hard real quick.
Pause.
If, so am I. If I can start, they just lowered their selling fees or their shipping fees today. So if they can lower their shipping fees and they can get rid of the import taxes, I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. But we'll talk about that at a different time as we see how it progresses. We'll follow up with that in a couple weeks. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I had a busy week. So I guess I'll go first just because. So I did win for the first time in a long time. It took me $100 of entering in one raffle, but I entered the Nike Air Mag Net Mag raffle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes.
Didn't win the mags. That's not what this conversation's about to be. I got a random box. So I got the LeBron John Elliott icon in pink, which is pretty cool. It's like the low-cut LeBron. It's got like an Air Jordan, a LeBron 8 air bubble. And it's like a low cut.
Those are beautiful.
They're really, nice. Really cool. They're very minimal. It's a basketball shoe, but they're very, very sleek.
Yeah.
And it's in the light pink, which is really gorgeous, cool. Man. They came in like, I think, a anthracite, sand, and then the pink.
They're still like $250, man.
Retail was $300.
Yeah. Crazy.
And that was my random box.
They're clean.
So that's a pretty good
shout out. Shout out to Tong. And I haven't got it yet because it just happened yesterday. But I won another random box yesterday.
Saw that.
Just amazing. This has never happened in my entire life. So I might buy a lottery ticket. So we'll see what I get from that.
You should, bro.
We'll see what I get from that. I mean, it came off a little bit of bad luck in the week before that. So I was due for a little bit. But I did also get the Reebok Zig Kinetica Billionaire Boys Club, the same one that we unboxed on the podcast last week. And I also got the Curry 7 Underrated Tour last week as well. So it's like a dark red, almost maroon with some infrared accents. Mm-hmm. And it's based on the Stephen Curry Underrated Tour that he's gone on for. I think this is now the second consecutive year, I want to say. So essentially what he does is he tours around the United States, and they do like a little tournament and like training drills and stuff with three-star recruits from that area, because he himself was a three-star recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a whole tournament, and then the winners, I think they pick 8 people from each stop on the tour, and then they fly them out, and they do like a championship game in Oakland, California. And from there, 64 participants compete for 2 spots to attend Stephen Curry's SC30 Select Camp,
which would
assume be one-on-one with the man himself, Seth Curry. The best 3-point shooter in the NBA right now.
Right now.
By percentage.
That's dope, man. I love that like initiative, just because clearly, even if you're rated a 3-star,
yep,
you can still become Steph Curry.
Yeah, three stars sounds pretty good to me. I had to like double check. I was like, three stars. That's a pretty good amount of
negative
stars.
Negative 2.5
like,
stars.
How many stars does that make us? Like, if you check our iTunes, we're 5 stars. But just think, Joel, any shoes last week?
No shoes for
Joel. Alvin had a busy week.
Yeah, it was a good week, man. I what did I do? I also got the curries, and then. I also got a pair of New Balances, the 997Hs.
I saw those
pink joints.
Yes.
Yeah, so Chris, who's always shopping apparently.
That's all he
does. Our good friend Christopher.Chu from MTL. We're in a little group chat with our homie Calvi, and we just talk about New Balances. At least that's what it's been for like the past 6 months. He's like, yo, guys, you like these? I'm like, fuck yeah, pink. What? That's good. And then Calvi, obviously, if you know Calvi, he loves his pink as well. And it was really stupid cheap price and couldn't pass it up. So all of us copped the pink. Really dope shoe, man. Fucking buttery ass suede, like perfect shade of pink.
I thought they were the Ezruck when I first saw it.
I fucking wish.
It looked like it was Concepts, right?
Or whatever.
Yeah, it looked, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Those were the 997 S's though.
Super similar color though,
those are
right?
Still on my list. Yeah. We'll see what happens this year. And then. Earlier last week or later last week, I came home from picking up Kaya from daycare and there was a box waiting for me at the door that I wasn't expecting because, you know, I was like, I just ordered New Balances. What the fuck?
Wait, this is the right place?
Yeah. And it was Adidas box and Adidas has sent the Mickey X Adidas Stan Smiths.
Crazy.
Super, super dope.
Crazy.
So thank you, Adidas, and thank you, Under Armour. And thanks, Chris, for finding the dope deals.
That was a very dope video you posted as well. Man. The unboxing with Kaya.
That's cool.
It was fun.
It was really cool. Yeah. I liked her sign off. Like, she was like timid for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then as soon as it was time for the sign off, she's like, get the hell out of the way, daddy. Yeah. I got this. Yeah. Watch me work.
That's what she practices all the time.
Yeah.
So we got to work on the in-between, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It was awesome. And now we can match because I have the superstar.
Ooh.
True. So, yeah. Back so next time pick. We go to Disney, we'll talk about it later. Justin, any shoes or anything in the past couple weeks?
No shoes for me, but I was keeping my eye out on this clothing brand called The Hoopery, and they did they made a hoodie for Kobe and Gianna, and it's a 8 sideways, so it's the infinity sign, and then it's the 2 on one sleeve and the 24 on the other sleeve.
I like that.
Yeah,
I picked up actually 2 of those. One was like, I guess, screen printed, and the other one's embroidered.
Ooh,
so I picked up,
nice.
I picked up 2 of them,
nice.
And just waiting for that to get into the mail.
Cool.
Where's
cool.
it coming from?
I think it's San Diego. These guys are, I think they're housed in San Diego. So.
Yeah, that's
very
dope.
Cool. What was the name again, one more time for everybody?
No. The Hoopery.
Hoopery.
About to order.
Yeah.
It's a dope hoodie, and embroidery is the way to my heart.
Yeah. 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 It's like that stuff that on the jerseys, with the zigzag stitch and everything. It's those numbers. So I'm like, that's going to look crazy.
Yeah, it's like a cut and sew. Very cool.
So
good looks, Jess.
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. First, from a guest that was here a couple weeks ago now, Chef Creasel.
Yo!
He hit us in the DM. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. He sent us a picture of 2 pieces of bread that were seasoned, if you will, separately with peanut butter and jam.
Only way to do it, man.
And it was from his friend, his psychotic friend.
Psychotic.
And he said, we saved him, boys. He made a properly assembled PB&J sandwich.
What's up?
I don't know if I've ever done anything more accomplishing in my life than that.
Up.
That's incredible. He's going to get an air horn. Congrats. Congrats to Chef Creasel and his friend. They can stay friends forever now because that would have ended a friendship for me
for sure. So.
Yeah,
I
man.
Think so.
If you guys, either of you guys, I love you guys. It's almost our 7-year anniversary. Almost. If I ever heard a whiff of you making a peanut butter and sandwich like that, peanut butter and jam sandwich like that, I would be out here so fast.
Hold on, you don't take a jar and mix the peanut butter and the jelly together and then spread it?
No, you crazy person.
That's crazy, bud.
You dunk it. You dunk the bread, obviously, and it's like hummus and chips. Like
chips.
Yeah. It's like hummus and flatbread. You just scoop it onto the bread.
But you use Sky Flakes, right? Oh my.
But wait, you microwave the peanut butter and you just drizzle it.
Oh my God.
That's actually a good idea, bro.
I do that on ice cream. This is not NSR. This is not. I love peanut butter. Anyways, next up, from good friend of the show, also former guest, Suji Cypherson.
Alex.
We were unsure about what the name of the Reebok logo was, and he says the Reebok logo is called the Vector logo.
Vector.
Yes, thank you.
Leave it to that guy. I knew that. That's I was just waiting for Alex to let us know. So I do appreciate you paying attention. I'm glad you were awake in
checking class.
I was awake. Were you awake? And finally, from last week's contributor to, it was supposed to be a fire round, but it turned into a whole main discussion, Gareth Tilly. He says, guys, I just want to say thanks for featuring my question on the Roche run. I thought it had been confined to the dustbin of history. So I was delighted to hear you give a proper, give it a proper thrashing. And with Sean Goh himself, nonetheless.
Thrashing.
Nonetheless, indeed.
That question was malign, bro.
Malign.
Thanks again and keep up the good work. You can hit my line any day, Gary. Don't you worry, buddy.
Oh, that was a good one.
So, next up, and not so, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of related to Justin's recent pickup. But this week, so Kobe's been in the news a lot, and this specific thing gets a bad rap. So I want to know if the opinions have changed a little bit. The Adidas Kobe 1. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Joel.
Thumbs up.
Alvin.
Down.
Justin.
Down.
Down for me as well.
What?
Joel's going to say,
did you have a pair? Huh? Did you have a pair?
No, I didn't have a pair.
Oh.
I've seen them at the thrift millions of times, and I can't. I just still can't.
I've thought about it.
I can't. We can't. Somebody just let us know if they want us to talk about it, and we can talk a lot about that shoe.
That's a good
the
winter
space
boot.
Boot.
That's good for winter.
Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And it's my turn this week.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that Chinese food, Jimmy. Yeah, bro.
Haka. And it was only supposed to be, it's only supposed to be 30 seconds, as we know. So we have to keep it quick. Okay. So I chose a very, it's a short, very easy question to answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes or no, really. My question is, who is the greatest Raptor of all time?
Raptor.
Kawhi.
And the time starts now. Your answer is Kawhi?
He got us a ring.
A lot of them got us a ring.
It's Kyle.
It's Kyle it's for Kyle you?
Yeah.
So yours is Kyle.
Yeah.
Yours is Kawhi. Who is yours?
I'm going to say Kawhi as well.
Oof. I'm going to say.
Who are you going to say?
I don't know who I'm going to say. I didn't think about this enough. I think it comes down to between those two people you guys mentioned, Kawhi, yeah. Kyle, and Vince Carter. Not that Vince Carter really ever did anything aside from put us on the map.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
still really big.
Huge.
But it's gotta be Kyle Lowry. As much as he gets the hate.
Well, he's still
hate. Who's he gonna hate
who's
from?
Who's hating from?
A lot of people hate him still.
Yo.
Anyone else want to
kiss the NSR dog? Like, yo, fam.
I mean, DeMar said he's kind of a weird guy. He rubs people off the wrong way.
Really? He said that?
Yeah, on the Kevin Hart show.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, they didn't talk to each other for a whole year.
Oh.
When they first got onto the team together?
Oh yeah,
they're like cubbies yeah. right beside each other. They never spoke to each other. Mm. It's like Kyle just kind of like, you know, comes off that way.
I mean,
I could see that. I feel like as he gets older, he's getting weirder, but in a good way. In a good way. Like he's getting more comfortable. He's becoming like a dad almost.
Yeah, he's getting goofy. Like within the,
he's getting very goofy.
He seems more comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
As opposed to his previous. Yes.
Like,
he was very serious. Yeah. And now I think he knows that he's set for life because he just signed like a $30 million contract and is like 34 years old.
And he's a champion. So like you can never take that away from him.
So exactly. Yeah. He knows he's good. He's going to retire a Raptor. It's fine.
He's loyal.
Next up, the reason that everyone is here, the reason that Justin is here, we're going to hear about me. No, I'm just kidding. It is time for 21 Guestins, everyone's favorite podcast game show within Canada that airs on Saturday mornings. Once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. You're familiar with the show, so I know you're familiar with 21 Questions. Do you have any questions? Too bad. Why did it stop? There's an ad.
There's an ad.
Wow. Did you know that?
We're really going to make the listeners listen to an ad?
You don't have the premium version?
Premium version of YouTube? There's a premium version for YouTube?
The one where Absolutely. You don't hear the side effects of the drug that they're trying to advertise.
Oh my God.
Or erectile dysfunction.
Those. Oh my goodness. Wow, I'm really frustrated that there was an advertisement. Anyways.
Justin, come on down! You're the next contestant on 21 Questions!
Thank you very much. You know how it works. 21 questions, your quickest answers possible. Are you ready?
Yes.
Too bad.
Let's go.
Question number one, air or boost?
Air.
Number two, crew socks or no shows?
Depends on the season, but summer, no shows?
Right now.
Crew.
Number three, how many sides on a tetradecagon?
Four?
14.
That was cool. 14.
Number four, do you plug your nose when you jump in the pool?
No.
Number five, Dunks or Jordan 1s?
Jordan 1s.
Number six, favorite brand not named Nike or Adidas?
Solomon.
Number seven, wow. Pineapple on pizza?
Absolutely not.
What?
I knew that one was coming.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I'm taken aback. Slightly. Let me catch my breath.
I just heard absolutely.
Yeah. And I was like, right answer. You've won a car. Oh. Number seven. No, sorry. We just number seven. Number eight. Favorite Kobe model?
Six.
Number nine. You have to trade one. Is it Serge Ibaka or Mark Gasol?
Mark.
Number 10, glow in the dark or 3M? Mark is listening. He's
3M.
Number 11, superstar or Stan Smith?
Stan.
Number 12, favorite LeBron model?
Two.
Oh, interesting. Those are ugly. Number 13, what is further north, Vancouver or Montreal?
Montreal.
Vancouver. Number 14, shoelaces tied tight or hanging loose?
Loose.
Number 15, cereal in bowl first or milk in bowl first?
Cereal.
Number 16, what release are you looking forward to the most this year?
If it's real, the Blue Toe. If that's real.
Yes.
If that's real. Yeah, I'm not sure if it is.
Damn. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Number 17, would you rather start a franchise around Luka Doncic or Steph Curry right now?
Luka.
Number 18, spell Saskatchewan.
No.
Number 19, who is the most influential person in sneakers right now?
Travis.
Number 20, what is your number one grail?
Shit. Band ones.
Number 21, would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Number one grail.
That's correct, for sure.
That's the only answer.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me tally it up.
No consolation.
You don't know that for sure.
Well, he said no pineapples.
No more, no more victories.
And he couldn't spell Saskatchewan.
He said no.
I just chose not to. I didn't say I couldn't.
I see a total. Hold on. And then, yeah, just one. You're right, Alvin. Sorry. Sorry, Justin.
What was the one?
It's the last one.
The last
one. Oh.
Yeah. You almost had zero.
You trumped everything.
You saved it a little bit. So along with 21 questions, just to get to know you a little bit, we do like to do what is called your soulography. So we do want to know a little bit about your history, your personal history with sneakers. We want to know first, what got you into sneakers to begin with?
Dixie Outlet Mall.
That's a good answer.
Foot Locker nice. Dixie Outlet
that
Mall.
That saved you a little bit from the other. Yeah. Please elaborate just a little bit on that because that's interesting.
I think my first pair was a pair of they must have been trainers actually. They had like the whole outsole was like nubs. Same nubs like all over the place. I think they were like some Deion Sanders or
like
whatever.
A turf
right?
shoe.
Yeah, it was like a turf shoe. And I remember wearing those into the ground and I just loved them. I think I'm actually more into running shoes than I am into basketball shoes. I think I was more into like training running shoes.
Yeah.
So now when I'm walking around in the city or whatever, right, I always like running shoes because they're just that much more comfortable than basketball shoes.
Absolutely.
And then next pair I got was Air Max Up Tempos.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Nice.
Yes.
With the black
yeah,
all
yeah.
around.
Yep.
I just saw a picture actually of Kobe in high school. And he had those. He was playing in those. I was like,
that's
what?
Sick. Wow.
I had those at the same time that he had them when I was a kid. This is crazy.
Oh my God, we're the same person.
I'm like, geez, man. This is crazy. That's and then the sick. I think that third pair that I got, first pair of Jordans ever, was the He Got Game 13.
Nice. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I think that Alvin has something to do with that shoe. I think it was based on Alvin's life or something.
Something like that.
Something is what he said. Yeah.
Something I just can't tell.
Yeah. All at Dixie Outlet Mall.
Wow. Nice. Those were the days, man.
Yeah, man.
Those were the days. So what is your timeline like then? So you started with quite a mishmash of different shoes then. How has it progressed since then?
Well, I mean,
your first pair of turf shoes from Dixie Outlet Mall.
Yeah, I mean, before that, it was like some like Velcro glow in the dark, like Ninja Turtles, you know, from Byway. So
those are grills.
That's what I'm saying though, right?
That's like you're going to talk about today.
Well, that's what I'm saying though, right? Like from Byway to like the Dixie Outlet Mall, right? Mm-hmm. So what is that, like 95, whatever, something like that, right? And then, you know, you start playing basketball, and then you're like, actually, I remember my dad made us go to Sporting Life, and that wasn't the spot back then to get basketball shoes, right? I was like, I want some Iversons. Like, I want some answers. I want the answers, you know? So I got some regular, like, bench player. Some bench player like Nikes, but they were really good. And I was like, okay, my dad knows what he's talking about. They were really good. They had herringbone, they were high tops, they're pure grain leather, like real leather, because basketball shoes aren't made out of leather anymore, right?
Yeah.
And I played good in them and all that, right? But then I finally got to pick my next pair, and I remember they were like the answer, I want to say like sixes.
Oh, okay.
So it had that like way leather shroud.
Yeah.
Mm. It was just after the one that they just released right now, which is the five, right?
Yes.
So it had that leather shroud, and they were terrible. They were terrible for basketball.
They only worked for one person.
They only worked for Allen Iverson. And when you're in elementary school and you play basketball on that tile, dusty floor, you need real grip, right?
Yeah.
And I was sliding around all over the place. I was a wrecking ball.
Especially because you were trying the Allen Iverson crossover at the same time.
Everything.
Yeah.
Just trying everything. Yeah. I'm like, and then when I go play Filipino ball, I'm a center because I'm like,
tall.
5'10.
Yeah,
because I'm like 5'10. They're like, go play center. And I'm like, man, I want to cross someone over, man. Shoot this J in your face. You know, like. But yeah, and then it just kept on going from there. And then eventually, my first job that I actually acknowledge is like a Foot Locker job. Hmm. And then you just start, you know, you start buying Air Maxes off of the sale rack for like $49.
It's a trap, man.
It is. I mean, yeah, you know. Then eventually moved on from there to work at like that Nike Endurance Sports back then, and then started buying those Jordan collection packs.
Oh yeah.
Which weren't great. they weren't that great, no. But you know, and then you could go into school and you drop out of a class and all of a sudden you get a little bit of money back. And you're like, yeah, let me get some Kobe 4s.
What's the date for the refund on this
class? Oh, I don't like this class.
English? I don't need that. No, next year.
Yeah. Then I guess I got some Kobe 4s. I think that's what I did. I got some Kobe 4s, the ankle insurance.
Drop a class.
And then we were both, Alvin, you and I, we were both at UTM at that time. I was like a freshman and played on the ball team. And I was like, yo, I'm getting this MVP. I don't care. Sorry to everyone that was on that team. I did not pass the ball to any one of you unless I picked up my dribble. I was in full mama mentality mode at that time.
He literally dropped a class at the school that he played for to buy basketball shoes. Like, this whole thing is very complicated.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's like an obsession, right? It's a little bit crazy, but yeah, you know, and then you just keep buying stuff that you like, you know, you realize what you don't actually like, and then you're like, all right, let's just buy the things that we actually like. We're not here to impress anybody. We're just here to actually, like, you know, feed what you actually like, right?
And it's turned more into runners now, you said, rather than basketball? Or
casually, for the summertime, a lot of runners. Like, I'll wear some Pegasus, like some Pegasus Turbos. Mm-hmm. So soft, like so comfortable with that Zoom X.
I should have got that shoe. They're so cool.
I got them for $60.
Racing stripe. That's a good deal.
For off someone on Kijiji.
Dang.
I don't mind pre-worn, that's why,
no,
right?
Absolutely. No, yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. And then like just a bunch of Zoom Flies and stuff like that. And
I love the Zoom Flies.
Yeah. So comfy.
Thanks to Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence put me on. Didn't do anything.
But like right now, currently, like because I do like runners, I'm wearing trail runners. Like that's why I said Salomon.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. You know, the ones
like
with
super technical,
like chevrons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like when you're walking around in the wintertime, you're just like, you're gripping.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to worry about sliding around and stuff like that. Like,
I'd rather wear my 3-year-old sail ones than have the biggest heel drag and get my feet wet. And
my 5-year-old like black cement 3s to shovel in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what's water resistance? Maybe.
I don't even know what dry socks are in the winter time. Yeah.
they're either wet from outside or they're sweaty. Like, that's just what it is. They're always wet.
They come out of the drawers already wet.
They're always wet.
I actually pre-wet them so there's no shock.
I don't even dry them. I just take them out.
When I walk outside, there's no shock. It's already pre-wet. What's keeping you into sneakers then? So it sounds like a lot has changed from the Ninja Turtle days.
Still, obviously, I still play ball, so I still care about the basketball shoes that I'm wearing, but it's very streamlined now. Like, I have to play in a particular type of shoe, which for me has become the Curry line, because it's consistent and it's, like, it's reliable for me. I'm past the days of being, like, you know, super athletic, like Terrence Ross style, just wearing whatever shoe that I want, because I can just jump out of them at any moment, right? Yeah. Now I'm like, okay, a little bit older, knees hurt a bit, back hurts a bit, but I don't want to just look fresh and play like shit.
Yeah.
Kind of still want to play well. So I still want to get some buckets. So I play in the Curry. So, but outside of basketball, like last year, I just finished my fashion diploma. So fashion, technically, yeah. Fashion really is what's got me into, or like kept me in with the sneakers and stuff like that. But a lot less hype than you might think, to be honest. So
I believe that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's cool.
So now, like I mentioned earlier, the whole rest of the episode is just essentially me embarrassing the three of you, because I have the answers in front of me and you don't have any answers in front of you. So there's been a couple instances in the past week that have kind of intrigued me a little bit. So the first, we did this last year as well, but I'm going to make it more difficult this year. This week, there was an article released, I don't remember which company released it, with the best-selling sneakers of 2019. So first, we're going to go, and you guys are going to fill in the list yourself with what you think. It's the 10 best-selling sneakers of 2019, with models, not specific colorways or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then after that, inspired by Alex Suji Cypherson's letting us know that the Reebok logo is called the Vector logo. Vector. Yep. I have a ton of different facts about different sneaker brands, and I'm just going to quiz you guys and make look foolish on the internet.
Send that, bro.
But first, let's fill in this list. So, as I mentioned, it's the 10 best-selling sneakers of 2019. You guys can work as a group and try and figure it out. I don't want us just all spurting out a bunch of shoes, so maybe discuss it a little bit if you guys want to work from 10 to 1 or just come up with answers. Maybe I'll say, here, how about this? I'll give you guys 20 guesses to get all 10. Mm-hmm. So collectively, you guys have to talk it out a little bit and try and figure out what the top 10 selling sneakers of 2019, based on models, not specific colorways. What do you guys think?
Did you guys put the Air Force on there somewhere?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's gotta
be that came back
that shit. There's
this stuff. And it's like GR. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone.
The 07.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, there's the Yeezy 350 V2s in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Is this like best-selling like
model?
Model.
For because it's different if you're a sneakerhead. Is it just best-selling models. For sneakerheads or just...
Well, I don't think they separate
for the whole population.
Just in models for everybody.
How much did they release of the Bred 11s? There was a lot. There was like in the millions, right?
I think so.
I think that's in that list because of that. And because I think I saw the link for this thing that he's talking about. And the Bred 11 was like the picture.
If that's the only one we get them down.
I'm pretty sure it's in there. I'm
you guys can tell me when you want to lock in any of these answers.
So we got three, right? We got the.
Well, you can do them one at a time. You don't have to submit all 10 at the same time.
Air Force one.
No, I'd rather. Gotta go concrete, Bred 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So what are you submitting?
Bred 11.
You're submitting Bred 11. That's your final answer. I wish I had like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Like.
The lights just.
The Jordan 11.
Oh, shit.
Is on the list.
Thanks, Jess.
Told you.
I saw
the ringer. I saw the hyperlink.
One for one. It is number 10 on the list. So
just off one release.
10.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to throw the Air Force on
there? Absolutely. There, absolutely. It's in there. For sure. There.
So we
say it.
Final answer.
Zoom.
Air Force One.
07.
The
Air Force One is on the list.
Ping.
What was that other one that we
it's
said?
Number two.
It's number two.
Number two on
Air Force
the list.
Is number two.
Crazy. Shit, bro. Air Force is the second best selling sneaker of 2019. It's the
basic bitch sneaker of 2019 too.
So. It's come back.
Speaking of basic bitch, what about the Fila's, bro?
Yeah, those
that's got to be in there too.
Disruptors
or D-Rubs?
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah, that's got to be in there too.
It's called the Fila BB basic bitch.
Yeah, I bought those. Okay, watch your mouth.
Trying to get a little height on that.
Trying to be 6 feet so damn. Bad.
Do we want to lock that in?
I think that's there. Yeah, I think that has to be there.
Fila BB.
All the influencers locking are wearing in. Those.
Alvin is sliding the Fila BB across the table. The Fila BB is not on the list.
They didn't make enough.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. They didn't make enough. You have 2 out of 10 thus far, and you've had 3 guesses.
The Yeezy 350 Yeezy's D2 there. Is definitely in there.
It has to be there. Lock it
that
in.
Yeah, lock that in.
Slide it in.
You have to say it properly, Justin.
My final answer is the Yeezy 350.
The V2. Adidas Yeezy 350 Boost V2 is on the list.
Hey.
Has to be.
Came in at number 6 of best-selling sneakers of 2019.
Holy. Number 2 was
it's been on the list for the past like 3 years, bro. Like,
quite a long time. They're releasing a ton of quantity of that.
And they keep releasing the same things over.
Your Jordan 1.
So you guys are now 3 out of 10.
It's its own department in Jordan brand. It's for sure.
They dropped so many.
Go ahead, Cuzzo.
Air Jordan 1 is on the list.
Okay, well, final answer. What did you guys say? 70? 70 released last year?
Well, first of all, Joel.
For sure.
It's not how you do it.
Sorry.
Second of all, it's not on the list.
What the?
How?
I must assume that it's because Air Jordan 1 Low is a separate release. Air Jordan 1 Mid is a separate release.
Okay.
Model, right? That's my assumption. That. I didn't make this list, first of all.
Fair.
Don't come for my neck.
What
I didn't create this list.
Man.
So you guys are, I believe we're at 3 for 5 right now. So you're still at 30% here. You got 7 other sneakers to go.
This is overall. Monarch is in there. Gotta be. Monarch's on every list. Monarch's the number one selling shoe for Nike.
Yo, I'm down.
Lock it in, bro.
Lock that in, bro.
Final answer. The Nike Air Monarch. I don't know what version. There's like 8 of them.
The Nike Air Monarch.
OG.
Is not on the list.
Come on. Man, what the?
So
we are
broke into
three,
fashion too.
3 for 6.
There's like 4.
We're at 3 for 6 now, okay. Boys.
The superstar, Adidas, Shelto.
Or the Stan.
All those kids bought those things, man.
All those kids. Way to make yourself sound old. All those kids bought those things.
What's an Adidas that, like, aside from the Yeezy? Like a basic bitch Adidas.
Basic person
Adidas, right?
Even the basic bitches moved away from Adidas and Vans. They moved into the Nike Air Force One.
Well, you guys already got Air Force One.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta keep trying.
Moved over into that.
Yeah, they did.
So,
they
like what is it now? Is
the old schools popping?
What else? The Vans?
Vans old school?
I don't know.
Would you put that on
should
there?
Be there.
It was in 2016. Everyone had those on.
Everybody has them.
3 years too late.
Yeah, I feel like it's past it. For 2019, I don't know what it is anymore. For 2019.
Yeah, it's almost like it was like last year or something.
Yeah.
So far away ago.
Damn, yo.
You guys haven't really gotten that many yet.
What about Air Max?
Air Max.
The one? 270? Is it 270?
270.
There's 270. There's 720. There's I don't know though. The 270 wasn't like loved.
Sat, yeah,
I liked them, but I don't think it was like as wildly loved outside of the like Nike
what about
Air
the React,
community.
Though Nike React.
Which one though? The 87.
Just all of them. Just say React. Some things.
I don't think they make enough of those. That's the thing. I really don't think Nike makes enough of those to hit this list. This is like everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yo, there's a Skechers on here for sure.
I'll tell you there's no Skechers on here. I'm sure that it probably beats out some of these, but there's no Skechers on. Who do you want to call?
Lawrence. Is there New Balance?
Oh, there's no single Skechers.
There's no New Balance on here.
Really?
There's no New Balance on here.
It's just Nike and Adidas, bro.
Is it just Nike and Adidas?
Okay, we're not going to keep just... This is not
wait,
like
each of us have call a friend, right?
We all call Lawrence.
Yeah, so I need you to go look at this link.
We're at still only 3. Come on. We do a podcast every week.
Yeah.
There's got to be some sneaker knowledge in this room of what we K-O's think.
Just a superstar.
Yeah, see, Adidas superstar. Final answer.
No.
What the?
I believe we're at 3 for 7 right now.
Shit.
You have 13 more guesses to guess 7 other shoes. You started off quite hot.
Chuck Taylors?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Chuck Taylors?
Yeah, they're always popping.
Yeah, Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, man.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer. Chuck Taylors.
Converse Chuck Taylor.
Converse Chuck Taylor.
Low is on the list, yes.
Hey, see?
At number 8.
The wow. White one, for sure.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a BB.
So then that means the Vans old schools.
Are yeah. Right.
Yeah, throw that, bro. Final yeah. answer.
Vans old schools, final answer.
That's a BB too, for sure.
I'm going to give it to you,
yeah.
but it's actually the Vans Ward, which is essentially the like entry-level version of the...
Oh, it's got the weird toe cap?
It's a little bit different, but it looks a lot like an old school. I think it's just probably available at more stores.
Foot Locker.
Yeah, like I think Foot Locker probably sells it, so they just blow out of it because it looks a lot like the old school. See, now we're back on track here. We're at what? We're at 5, and I think it's been 10 guesses. 5 for 10. We're 50%. 50%. You guys have 5 more. We've talked about all these shoes in the past. These are not... Once I start reading them, you're going to be like, fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to be really mad if you don't get them. I believe you guys can get them, though.
Is there a Jordan on there?
We're not doing that. I gave you enough.
What about,
I gave you enough Stan? Hits.
I feel like hints. Stan would have sold more than a superstar.
Yeah, you do it.
Stan,
See, once he has to lock it in, he becomes timid.
Yo, yeah. SS for the BBs. Final answer.
N-O.
Oh!
Stan Smith is not on the list. Damn. We're now at 5 for 11.
Do you think Ultra Boosts still make it? Like yeah, they still sell. They still sell. Just do it.
I know.
People, Adidas Ultra Boost.
I know people specifically like moms who love
that's
that
what they swear
shit.
By.
Yeah.
Adidas Ultra Boost.
Not on the list.
That's interesting.
I do apologize.
Oh man,
we're
that's
still
okay,
at
man.
5 for 12.
It's okay.
We're at 5 for 12 right now.
What's
You what have not guessed. You have not guessed number 1, number
Nike
3,
Cortez.
Number 4, number really? 5, or number 9.
I don't know. Shooting in the dark.
That's true.
Once again, you have not guessed.
What was the one from last year? The Tavis, right?
Tavis.
Nike Air Nike Tavis.
I don't know what that is.
What looked like the Tavis this year?
The Tavis being
the Tavis
the, that Air Air
Tavis
shoe.
It looked like a Roshi.
Air Max's shoe.
That was like the number 1 selling shoe. No,
last year.
Yeah.
Or we talked about it in 2018 or 2019 or some shit. We're like, no way that was a fucking first.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. And then Lawrence was like, no, guys, we're talking about the general public here.
Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Oh, everybody else, oh, not just me and my friends.
Yeah.
Not just me and my sneaker friends.
Not just my 10 friends. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Is there an Air Tavis 2?
Yeah. I'm going to give you it because I know you're not going to guess the name. It's the Tangent.
Tangent?
And it looks like the Roche.
That's it.
And that's what it was.
It's called the
but
Tangent.
But there was a Tavis,
that's in
no?
there?
The Tavis is an Air.
An Air Max?
Air Max.
Oh, okay,
the Tangent looks like the Roche. It was the follow-up
so
to the Roche.
So was that the Tangent too?
The Tangent, just the Tangent. Still the
still?
Same old Tangent. Is
I mean,
that
hey.
Came in at number 3.
What?
On the
so
list.
What the hell? The
I need
first.
A picture. I don't know
the
what
tangent,
shoe you're talking
the
about.
The Tangent
right
looks a lot like a Roche.
Maybe.
Boots,
I think you guys are boots. Really overthinking a lot of this. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Just because I only...
What type, guys?
Only because I can see all the information in front of me. But you guys are really overthinking it.
Anything Travis Scott is hype.
Yeah, but not a lot of that. Not, it, was, I know. It wasn't like crazy release.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the Wave Runner, the silhouette. What's that?
700. Just 700.
I don't know. They released a lot of those last year.
They did, actually.
And they, I'm pretty sure they sold out.
But did they release more of those than the 350? That's the hardest question to answer.
Well, 350 was number 6.
So you think they released more 700s?
No, the 700 is probably number 9.
The numbers we're missing right now are 1, 4, 5, 8, 9. Yeah, 1, 4, 5, and 9.
Yeah, see, the 700 could be 9.
Go
or
for
it could
it.
Be number 1.
Go for it. Shoot.
Yeezy 700.
Wiki.
Final answer.
No.
Oh, shit.
It's not on there. We were at six or seven.
What about the Dunk? Six. We say Dunk, but Dunks aren't really available.
That's not yet. Think. No, not yet. This year they will be, but not last year.
We said Air Force.
Air Max 95? Air Max 97.
Yeah.
Was last year the year of the 97? No, or was it the year before?
Year before, but still.
Yeah, it still could have been.
They still released a lot of Air Max 97.
Yeah.
So. Go ahead, yo.
Do it, yo.
Final answer. Nike Air Max 97.
The Air Max 97, you said?
Yeah.
Is on the list.
Hey! So
number nine.
95.
Number nine.
95. Or ones.
We said ones.
Did we?
Oh, Air Max ones.
Air Max ones.
I don't know.
How about it?
Air Max ones. Final answer.
No, come on, guys. Air Max one. How many Air Max ones came out last year? Stop it. Come on now.
95, 95.
How many Air Max ones came out last year? Four?
What the hell? They sold out.
Sold out. 100,000 pairs.
You never saw it. Sold 95. Out.
Alvin himself is locking in Air Max 95, and I might have tricked him with the way I talked about 97, but it's not on the list, Alvin. I apologize.
God damn.
I believe you have two more guesses to guess the last three. So,
hey, think about the most BB shoes, guys. Come on,
let's go.
It's the fucking Air Force One. That's the basic.
And it was number two, so there must be a shoe that was a little bit more BB.
You don't
call
that.
It basic. It was just you saw it everywhere. A lot of people liked it. Maybe not people in the sneakerhead circle.
That's the thing.
But
think broad.
You got to think very broad. What shoe do you see at the non-Foot Lockers, at the Sport Checks? What shoes are you seeing at whatever other
Pegasus?
Or on Nike.ca?
It's not a Pegasus. It's not a Pegasus. No way.
We have three more left here. Number one, number four, and number five.
Damn. I just want to know what number one is.
For real.
I don't know.
You should guess something. And then you might
think,
guess it.
Think Adidas or Nike.
Well, you said Stan, you said Superstar.
Yeah.
We said Ultra Boost.
What's the other one?
What else
What's
is there? Is it a freaking Pharrell?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. But he releases a lot. He releases a lot of those.
No, not the Oswego.
Absolutely not. No. Raph is not on that list.
I would end this if you guessed the Oswego.
That's it. No more chances for you.
I almost ended it after Air Max 1. Air Max 1, number 3 on the list. For sure.
Jordan 4?
What's that?
Jordan 4?
Were there a lot?
I don't think there were a
Last
lot.
Last year was Jordan 4, no? The bread, the what, the
if
fucking...
If the fucking Jordan 1 wasn't on there, I don't know what Jordan is on there.
Jordan 1 was in three different iterations. That's probably why it wasn't
That's
on
why.
There.
So we.
That's my guess.
Damn it, stupid ass Jordan 1. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't want to guess.
Are you are you guys conceding? And you're just going to feel like big dummies when I tell you the last three. Is that the plan?
No, we should use these. We should
you
use
have
these
two more
last
guesses.
Two,
yes. You might as well throw
something
out
Mamba
there.
Yeah, Mamba mentality, bro.
Throw
just
out
use the last three.
Throw something out there. Hit me with anything. You already lost, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, 998s?
There's no New Balance.
Oh, no New Balance. Oh, fuck.
Because I would have said like 998s or 997 or some shit, but they're not on there. Clearly, people don't know what the fuck they're buying.
You don't want to throw us like a line of a brand or anything like that? Like, I know it's the third
What's
time.
What's number one?
I'm going to tell you.
What's the logo?
What letter does it start with?
There's three left. There's three left. There's number one. There's number four. There's number five. And the last two brands remaining are Nike and Adidas.
We already knew that.
Then why'd you ask?
Damn it.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to guess two pairs.
Nike and Adidas. Just say the Cortez.
Yeah, Nike Cortez.
No.
Shit, bro.
You have 15 seconds to guess one more pair.
Do you want to shoot at Adidas? I don't know.
I don't know what other silhouettes.
I know, man.
Yeah, I thought we saw
The fucking... What's the green one you have over there, guys? What is that?
Oh, Gazelles?
Gazelles. Final answer.
Yeah.
This just went to shit so fast. It's not the Gazelle. You thought that... You know what? It's not a superstar. Maybe number three or number four in the world
sleeker,
was the Gazelle.
It's sleeker, man. It's sleeker.
Well, you're out of... First of all, you're out of guesses now. All
right. Just shoot
Thank
us.
Thank God.
Hit us.
How many times can I hit this? You're out of guesses now.
Or what's the mid-cut superstar, guys? Put that one.
No, you're done. The remaining three. So okay. We'll go in order. So number 10 was the Air Jordan 11. Number 9 was the Air Max 97. Number 8, Converse Chuck Taylor Low. Number 7, the Vans Ward, or the look-alike to the old school. Number 6, Adidas 350 Boost. Number 5, which you did not guess, Air Jordan 4.
Well, yeah, see, it was real.
Which Alvin said, and I even tried to throw you the bone and said, well, the Jordan 1 wasn't on there because of this, because Alvin started listing a ton of Jordan 4s, and those would have all counted, I'm sure. Because they're not Jordan 4 highs, they're Jordan 4.
Four.
Yeah, so almost, that was number 5 on the list. There's no almost. Almost, guys. Number 4.
Should have put that
pretty much the only Adidas we did not say.
What was that?
Come, guys, the Adidas NMD.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
How?
Fucking NMD.
How?
Yeah.
Once again.
That's the Adidas tangent.
Once again.
Who's wearing the NMD still?
Who's wearing tangents, bro? That's the thing. That's
once,
what it is.
Once again, it's not about us.
It is about us.
This is getting us all true to fucking time, man.
We talked about this last week with Sean and the Roche.
It's true, though.
Once it falls off, quote unquote, usually means it's because it fell up, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Things fall off because everyone else wants to get it. So if you think about things that recently fell off, a lot of them.
But I haven't, honestly, it's because I haven't seen, or maybe I don't pay attention to it, but I don't look at it.
Because we're not working in sneaker retail anymore.
I haven't seen an NMD. I haven't heard an NMD release.
They probably don't release anymore. They sell out of black and white ones probably all day.
Yeah.
That's like their new superstar, I would guess. Like, that's just what people buy instead. Yeah, number 3, you sort of got, I just gave it to you because I didn't want to hear it anymore. Yeah. Nike Tangen, which, like we said, is like the Roche. Yeah. I just think they don't make enough Roches anymore, or the Roche would definitely be there. Number 2 was, I think your first guess was the Air Force One Low. Yeah.
Hey.
Congratulations, everybody.
We got number 2.
Wow. Hey. BBs.
Amazing. You guys are so smart.
Number 1 is the Nike
Air Max 270.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know what?
Number 1, too.
That's fine.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have 2 of them.
That's the 4 and the 9.
When we do this for the 2020,
you know what
I'm
to
just
going
to be like, final.
Yo, that's crazy, though, because the 270 took so long to actually catch traction, though, because that released the year before.
But if you think about it, it caught traction with us. Because that's the idea. That's how the brands are putting stuff out now. They push it out and they release 2 colorways in 6 months.
Yeah.
And all the sneakerheads think it's the shit. And then they say, okay, now we're going to release 10 colorways a week.
To the general public.
And we don't care anymore.
And you know, the kids ones, they have like fucking 10 colorways for kids.
Yeah.
Like we don't care anymore because they're now releasing 10 colorways every month. Mm-hmm. But the general public who saw them selling out for the first year because they were super limited is now going crazy over them. So you see that with the 270, you see that with the NMD, you see that with the Yeezy, you see that with all
those are Dixie LMR,
the 97s, and they're probably selling like crazy.
All of them
there.
Are.
Yeah. That's why they're selling a lot.
So the 720s next year then. Because
I don't know if they hit the same. I think I bet you the 270 is still on the list next year.
Yeah.
I would assume.
The 720 is too,
it's too different.
Too out there for them.
Too,
it's
like,
not basic.
Techie.
Yeah, it's very techie.
You know?
So. I would bet that this list will be largely the same. I think a lot of these shoes,
aside from the Jordans.
The Jordan 4 won't be there. It'll be a different Jordan. Yeah. Like, the Jordan 11 will probably still be there again. Maybe even higher.
What's coming out this year? Space Jam again?
I don't think they've announced it.
I don't know.
We usually know by December 31st. 2019.
I don't think they've announced it.
But isn't Space Jam 2 coming out?
Space Jam 2 is coming out soon, so maybe it'll be Space Jam. So they just did Space Jam in 2016.
But, yeah, but no. But they're starting to put out the Space Jam 2 versions of the LeBrons,
so maybe they'll do a Space Jam 2 Jordan 11.
Pack?
No.
Pack? Ooh, maybe. Could be interesting.
Stupid. That's crazy. That's like 6 bills.
We're not done with the pop quiz. That was just part 1 of the pop quiz. Part 2, as I mentioned, so Alex Suji Cypherson sent us an EEE letting us know that the Vector logo is the name of the Reebok logo because we couldn't think of it.
My brain hurts.
And I couldn't think of any other, a lot of other logos. Like, they obviously all have names. Not a lot of people know it. And just a lot of facts, some cool facts. I feel like the facts, we may be able to scrape through some of the logos. I had no idea.
We got to talk it out.
Okay.
You got to talk it out. One final answer. That took way too long, so we'll try and go quicker through this. So first, we're going to start with Puma. Do we know what Puma's logo is called? The stripe along the side of the shoe.
Yo, we were just talking about this.
Yeah.
That doesn't help at all.
Puma stripe.
I really hope that's not.
I like it.
No, man, we were just fucking talking about this.
It's a call.
Whatever, Puma stripe. The Supercat.
Super That's a cat. Model of the Puma.
The future cat.
That's also a model of
the Bumba Puma cat.
Bumba cat.
Nah.
Fuck. It's cold.
I can't.
I don't know.
The super stripe. Fuck. I don't know. Zip strip. Shout out to Philly, though.
The answer to the question, because this is getting pathetic, is form strip.
Form
strip?
We've talked about this numerous times, I think, on the podcast.
These are not memorable names for a logo. Form strip,
that's why they didn't stick like swoosh, right? Yeah. Puma also has another logo. It's just the Puma font with the cat above it.
Yeah.
That's the one they put on a lot of their clothing. Yeah. It also has a name. Any guesses?
Oh, shit.
You're not going to guess it, so just any guesses. In 5, 4.
The catty.
3, 2.
Meow.
It's called the number one.
The number True? One?
The number True. One. Because it was their first logo.
Aw.
Wow.
Does anyone know who the founder of Puma was related to?
Yeah, Adidas. The founder of the Adidas. The,
thank you. Brothers, we, oh boy, we oh, got yeah. some, everybody. Here we go. Oh Yo, boy, we're on like a roll.
7 for 100.
We are 7%. On a roll. So Adidas has two logos. Do we know the names of either of those?
Trefoil.
Wow, look at you guys. And the other one. The trefoil. The trefoil is the one that looks like the flower.
Yeah.
And the other one? Anybody? Yeah, whatever you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The like, mountain. The streets, yeah. Three stripes. The brand with three stripes.
The brand Summit.
Stripes. Summit?
It's called their, I don't think it has an official name, but it goes by the equipment logo.
Adidas.
EQT.
Oh. EQT.
True. EQT logo. True. And it is meant to look like a mountain, like Joel said, tilted on its side. Do you know which of those two logos came first?
Trefoil.
That's correct. What is the trefoil logo used for? Which
Classic
line?
Originals.
Adidas originals, Classic. Yes. And the EQT would then be performance.
Performance. Yeah.
Okay, see, we're picking up a little bit now, guys. Let's Rolling. Transition into Vans. Do we know what the Vans logo on the side of the shoe is called?
A wave.
It's similar to the Puma logo, really. A little bit.
Just a
Do
strip.
We know what it's called?
The wave.
Not the wave. That's incorrect.
Wavy.
No, that's also even more incorrect, actually. It's called the side stripe.
Side stripe.
I'm gonna next PK, year man? We're gonna do
I know this
exact,
is a lot of PK.
All that PK
we're gonna do this exact same quiz next year, and you're probably gonna perform the exact same.
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
no
so we'll get into a little bit more easy. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do some Nike. Okay. Yo, we can do that,
do
right?
Nike.
Do we know what let's Nike's original name was?
Blue Ribbon Sports.
There we go.
BRS.
Did you guys? Did we know what that's based upon?
Oh, Onitsuka Tiger.
Yeah.
No.
No.
With the name.
Oh.
Blue Ribbon Sports. Does anybody know? This is an interesting one. It's actually based on Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, PBR.
Oh.
Oh.
That basic beer.
Yes, the cheap beer. It's based on that because they were drinking it and they were like, that's a cool name.
Pabst.
So like you said, they started by importing Onitsuka Tiger from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they started. Does anyone know what Nike stands for or what Nike is?
The goddess of victory.
That's right. Uh-huh. The Greek goddess of victory. Does anyone know what the Kobe logo is called?
Shizoku?
No. That's, I don't, kind of close, but also not.
I forgot. I just got the word.
It's called the sheath.
Sheath.
Okay. Sheath logo. It's meant to pay homage to the ancient samurai swords.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like the triangle and the sharp edges. Warriors at battle doing what they do best, killing their opponents gracefully.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Kobe. Good stuff, guys. That was very in sync. That was nice.
That was cool.
Do we know what ASICs? So Onitsuka Tiger turned into ASICs, as we all know. Well, they kind of just like split. It's like a weird thing. Do we know what ASICs stands for? It's actually an acronym. No one knows, so I'm just going to say there's no way anyone guesses it.
No.
It stands for, it's in Latin, Anima Sana in Corpe Sano.
Sure.
Remember that, everybody? It stands for a sound mind in a sound body.
Wow.
Very
That's
nice.
Cool.
Very
cool.
You guys like that. You guys like ASICs better now? Like
oh, yeah. I want to start copying some.
Jeez.
Do we know, now onto New Balance to round it out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Are you guys feeling okay?
No, I'm lightheaded right now.
It's a lot of information. Hopefully, we're teaching everybody at home a little bit, and hopefully the exercise
like
there,
it.
The top 10. Hopefully, that taught people a little bit too.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not us. As much as everyone wants to think that we are driving the market, you're not.
We're not.
We're not at all. The Air Max 270 was number one, and the Tangent was number three, and the Vans Ward is number seven. It's not us. Mm-hmm. So when you get mad and say, why isn't this? Why isn't that? Why can't they this? It's as we have quite a small market share with what we're contributing. We're driving the hype for sure, but we're doing that for free.
Always.
Let's not lie about it. We're doing it for free. We're making the Air Max 270 cool so it can turn into the best-selling sneaker in 2019.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Very interesting to think about.
That's cool, man.
Hmm. Close it out. The New Balance look. Yeah, good for us. Yeah. We sold the 270.
We sold
Finally, the New Balance NB logo. We've all seen it. It's on shoes and clothing. Mm-hmm. What are the names of the slashes through the logo? That's not a word.
Tracks.
They are called, to close it out, speed marks.
Okay.
True.
It was initially a performance. Yeah. It still is a performance brand.
Facts.
Mm. Yes. Speed marks. Very cool. If anyone else listening, by the way, has any cool trivia, history, fun facts. I do love fun facts. I think we all love fun facts.
Yeah,
fun facts if you know any. If any of these were wrong, I apologize. I actually just made all this up.
You guys are wrong. It's the Super Stripe.
Idiots. It's a form strip, you dummy. And thank you to Alex Suji Cyphersons for inspiring that.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's super cool. Thank you for coming, Justin. We appreciate it.
Always.
You made us all harder today, so I appreciate
facts.
It.
Facts.
Hey.
Thank you to everyone.
Oh, sorry.
Who has supported and or been a part of this podcast, wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, J-O underscore D, three O's, N-E-Y.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at M-I-S-T-E-R-Q and then Mart.
And our esteemed guest, where can they locate you?
You can find me on Instagram, mj.harder.
Very good. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 97 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks.
Yeah.
This has been True to Size and MJ Harder, and we are out.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace. Yo, we're 7 years when this drops.
We are.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thanks for joining us, Jess.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for having me.
The struggle. No, wait, I take back all those. You guys were awful. I take back all the high fives.
That was rough. That was a rough one. I held. I feel like I held back Alvin a little bit.